comes in the supermarket, and two, if there is no garden, there is no fruit to bring to the super garden, supermarket, so you should remember the garden. I don't know how to bring it to this moment, but in time with Rumi, that they know what it is, said, listen, loyalty. What is loyalty? What is loyalty? What is faithfulness? All of it is you believe in something and you don't let the doubt come in. Do you remember the logic starts with the doubt? Logical conversation starts with why, because. Here we're talking about a subject that has no why and because. It's just like that. So you should understand that here everything looks upside down. Yes.
And if it hath no green leaves, while it hath a root, at the last 100 leaves will put forth their hands. Be not duped by his knowledge. Seek the covenant. Knowledge is like a husk, and his covenant is its kernel.
Means what? Last verse, right? He said all these paragraphs with different right to one verse, which is, listen. We are talking about you listening to someone, right? We are talking about that, listen. Remember, we start like this. He said, for this listening, you should understand something. When you are listening to someone, listen to someone whose promise is there, loyalty is there, not his knowledge. The knowledge is irrelevant here. We are not looking at the prophet who is really knowledgeable. We are looking at the prophet who is loyal, who is really there. Because we know this is something that could happen only to the human being. The animals, situation changes, their attitude changes. Period. Because they want to remain alive, so they cope with the environment no matter what the environment is. For us, when we find just and justice, that's it. We don't go for somehow in between justice and injustice and blah blah. It's not like that. When you believe in something, that belief itself is what? That belief itself is an attitude. It's you. That's where your character is. Because if you don't have any belief, it means what? I'm sorry, that's the animal, isn't it? They don't have a belief, they are not responsible, and they are what they are. You're out of that. So, don't care about the knowledge. More important than the knowledge is the fidelity. Okay? Because knowledge is like the skin, and loyalty is the seed of it. You see, he's bringing out the subject of belief. To tell you what the belief is. Belief is something, if you explain belief superficially, it is something that happens and vanishes. You believe in something, then you find something better. You believe in that. Then you find something better, isn't it? This is what the belief is. Changing. Is it this? Excuse me. This is not loyalty. This is not belief. Because this could happen in the animals. I said, when the situation changes, they change. Well, I have seen the people who were shouting that, Viva X, Viva X. And the next day they said, Death to X, Death to X. Crowd, everybody. Why? Because they didn't believe in neither of these words. They were enjoying being with other people and shouting. Period. Yeah. A group of people who are fearful and very extremely conservative, they love it, a situation to be out and to shout. A lot of these shoutings around happens like that. Like what? We talked about the ants. To us, they are just crowding. He says, listen, these knowledge, this science, this knowing, no matter what you name it, is just a scheme. Believing in it, which is deep down here, and I'm sure that it does not change. I will not let it change. I have belief in hak, just, justice, correct, right. I believe in it. Not that I got it. Oh, I got it 60 years ago, more than that. And I got it wrong then. Because it was like this. Then I got it. Now that I get it, I believe in it. Think about this belief. Because belief is not that scientifically is explained. Something will explain to you and you accept that explanation, you believe it. No, that's not the belief. You accept that explanation till the next guy comes in and will prove that wrong, this right. This is what the knowledge is all about. Everything could be proved wrong later. Except the belief. That's why I'm talking about the feeling of Romeo and Juliet. The condition doesn't change it. Even when they are condemned to die, they remain there. This is a specialty of love. Love comes with that loyalty. Let's go back to this love that today you hear about. Lovely people who are falling in love again and again and again. I'm talking about the Hollywood. Is that love? It has nothing to do with love. Love is not something that you will give today, tomorrow. It was too much, you want to give it to... It's not like that. This is what the people think about it. When you're talking about this subject, the people are like this. The guy said, I'm prophet. Nobody said, okay, bring the prophecy. What shall we do? No. They come together. If you're a prophet, we are the prophet as well. So what? What is the difference? You're not better than me. Blah, blah, blah. This complaint, which is always there. So, please, till next week, think about this. Think about the depth of that magical belief, which is the essence of love. Because we have to talk about it again and again and again. آن یکی می گفت من پیغمبرم از همه پیغمبران فاضل ترم گردنش بستند و بردندش به شاه کین همه گوید رسولم از اله خلق بر وی جمع چون مور و ملخ که چه مکر است و چه تزویر و چه فخ گر رسولان از کاید از آدم ما همه پیغمبریم و محتشم. ما از اونجا آمدیم اینجا غریب، تو چرا مخصوص باشی ای عدید؟ نه شما چون طفل خفته آمدید، بی خبر از راه منزل از راه و از منزل بودید. از منازل خفته بگذشتید و مست، بی خبر از راه و از بالا و پست. ما به بیداری روان گشتیم و خوش، از ورای پنج و شش تا پنج و شش. دیده منزل هاز اصل و از اساس، چون قلاوزان خیبر رهشناس، چون قلاوزان خبیر و رهشناس. شاه را گفتند اشکنجش بکن، تا نگوید جنس او هیچین سخن. شاه دیدش بس نزار و بس ضعیف، که به یک سیلی بمیرد آن نهیف. کی توان او را فشردن یا زدن، که چو شیشه گشته از دورا بدن. لیک با اویم از راه خوشی، که چرا داری تو لاف سرکشی؟ که درشتی ناید اینجا هیچ کار، هم به نرمی سر کند از قار مار. مردمان را دور کرد از گرد وی، شه لطیفی بود و نرمی ورد وی. پس نشاندش باز پرسیدش زجا، که کجا داری معاش و مرتجا؟ گفت ای شه هستم از دارالسلام، آمده از ره در این دارالمرام. نه مرا خانه است و نه یک هم نشین، خانه کی کرده است ماهی در زمین؟ باز شاه از روی لاغش گفت باز، که چه خوردی و چه داری چاشت ساز؟ اشتها داری؟ چه خوردی بامدادی که چنین سرمستی و پرلاف و باد؟ گفت اگر نانم بودی خشک و تری، کی کنیم این دعوی پیغمبری؟ دعوی پیغمبری با این گروه همچنان باشد که دل جستن ز کوه. کس ز کوه و سنگ عقل و دل نجست، فهم و ضبط نکته مشکل نجست. هرچی گویی باز گوید که همان، می کند افسوس چون مستهزیان. از کجا این قوم و پیغام از کجا؟ از جمادی جان کرا باشد رجا؟ گر تو پیغام زنی آری و زر، پیش تو بنهم جمله سیم و سر. که فرانجا شاهدی می خواندد، عاشق آمد بر تو و می داندد. ور تو پیغام خدا آری چو شهد، که بیا سوی خدا ای نیک عب. از جهان مرگ سوی برگ رو، چون بقا ممکن بود فانی مشو. قصد خون تو کنند و قصد سر، نز برای همیت و دین و هنر. بلکه از چفسیدگی بر خانمان، تلخشان آید شنیدن این بیان. خرقه ای بر ریش خر چفسید سخت، چون که خواهی برکنی زو لخت لخت. جفتن دازد یقین آن خرز در، حب بزا آن کس که زو پرهیز کرد. خاصه پنجه ریش و هر جا خرقه ای، بر سرش چفسیده در نم قرقی. خانمان چون خرقه و این هرس ریش، هرس هر که بیش باشد ریش بیش. خانمان جغد ویران است و بس، نشنود اوصاف بغداد و تبس. گر بیاید باز سلطانی زرا، صد خبر آرد بدین جغدان زشا. شرح دار الملک و باغستان و جوب، پس بر او افسوس دارد صد عدو. که چه باز آورد افسانه ای کهن، که از گذاف و لاف می بافد سخن. کهنه ایشانند و پوسیده ابد، و ناندم کهنه را نو می کند. مردگان کهنه را جان می دهد، تاج عقل و نور ایمان می دهد. دل مدد از دل ربای روح بخش، که سوارت می کند بر پشت رخش. سر مدزد از سرفراز تاج ده، کوز پای دل گشاید صد گره. یا که گویم در همه ده زنده کو، سوی آب زندگی پوینده کو. تو به یک خاری گریزانی ز عشق، تو به جز نامی چه می دانی ز عشق؟ عشق را صد ناز و استکبار هست، عشق با صد ناز می آید به دست. عشق چون وافی